Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. It is a Friday. The sun is actually out, at least briefly. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830 WCCO. Guests are Friday regulars, at least through the football season. We'll probably take a Matthew Collar break. Well, I'm not here next Friday. We'll take a Collar break probably the week in between the Super Bowl. But Matthew's going to join us at 2:05. I mean, the Vikings are certainly in the news, and we got a couple highly anticipated games on Sunday. Shaletta at Shaletta's Funny. She's not switched her time, has she? She's switching her time on a regular basis. It's still 1:05.
She told me that if Oprah called, we would. I'm serious. She told me if Oprah called, I think she was looking for this, that she would have to move her time. I said, fine, but if it's only Gail King, you tell Gail King she's got to wait till 1:30.
Well, we'll
move. You are at 1:08.
Yeah. We're going to move Shaletta for Gail or Oprah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm team Gail. I was, you know, when Oprah was at her peak for, 30 years. But when Oprah would bring on Gail, I was kind of like, is she just her friend? No. It's been a Gail resurgence the last 10-plus years in CBS. She's outstanding.
How long has she been on the CBS mornings? Good decade by now?
I think it's got to be a decade or so. It was her, Nora, and Charlie Rose, right?
I think so.
I think that's how it started. It's worked out better the last decade for Gail and Nora than it has for Charlie.
That is true.
Yeah. Not good. And Major at 12:35. I mean, maybe I need to turn the volume down. I'm still getting, we went to Atlantis 15 years ago, maybe? No, longer than that. 20 years ago or so? I still get the emails from Atlantis.
I want you back.
I'd like to go back. I would like to go back. All right, Dave Harrigan found this. Single women are shopping for husband material at Home Depot. It's a TikTok situation, too, okay? Home Depot dating on TikTok has, wait for it, $3.6 billion views. We just would like a couple more followers at Dave_Harrigan at Chad Hartman Show. Yeah, baby. $3.6 billion views. I may be at Home Depot. I'm taking, ladies. I mean, I hate to disappoint you this early on a Friday. I'm not out there.
Shame.
It's a shame. I know.
A lot of people were talking the last time.
I know.
Ran in looking for a nice wrench or some painting supplies.
Because God knows I really know what to do at Home Depot. I mean, if there's anybody who looks and embodies tools, it's me.
One might say you are a tool.
Yes. Well, I think you just did, and with glee on your face, as I can see. Now, the guys are saying where they go is Target.
Sure.
They're seeing a lot of single ladies at Target. Where are you going if you are single? You're not single. I'm not single. So we're not exactly experts in this area right now. Where are you going? I want people to call in and text right now. 651-461-9226. I assume the dating profiles are as massively popular as ever. There are no signs, excuse me, they have slowed down, right?
No, I think online dating is huge.
And it should be, right? Is there a new one that's cool and has taken off?
That's a good question. I haven't heard any lately.
Because we've had, I mean, we've had Match forever, we've had Tinder forever, we've had Hinge.
Yeah, you got your eHarmonies.
Yep.
Farmers Only.
Farmers Only. Broadcasters Only. You know, we got a lot of them. So, where did you guys meet, by the way?
We were friends in high school.
Friends in high school?
Yes. Went on one sort of date in high school. It went terribly.
Yeah.
Didn't actually start dating until midway through college.
Oh. Persistence.
Well, she couldn't. I mean, she just couldn't forget about
Listen,
me. I get it.
She's only human.
I get it.
I mean,
you know,
she's
dated other guys, but just said, they just don't stack up. I get it. I, you know, it's a curse.
Were her other options Stillwater Prison or just wondering?
Hey, you can get some heat in the prison.
I bet you can get some heat in the prison. We were set up by Yukas.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Yukas set us up. Where are people going? Okay, if you're single. Target an option? There's attractive men and women there. I mean, are you just going up to the aisle and saying, how you doing? You know, are you pushing you're going up to the phone and acting like, you know, you're talking and waiting for someone to come and then you engage in conversation?
Yeah, I think you just wander down the aisle. You see fetching lass. They're saying, throw pillows, huh? Nice.
So are you good at that, out of nowhere, starting up a conversation?
Do you know me?
I was more rhetorical, since you really don't like talking to me or anybody else here.
No, I would be awful at it. Absolutely awful. I could never meet anybody at Target. That said, I'd rather meet somebody at Target than Walmart.
Yeah, you're still very upset with Walmart.
I've got standards, and they don't meet.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But then you're okay with Sam's Club.
Well, yeah, it's a different vibe. Same company, different vibe.
I think they're very similar vibes. I got to be honest. The Sam's Club, Walmart vibe. Where else are places of worship?
Yep.
The standard restaurant bar situation hasn't slowed down. Libraries? Sporting events?
Sporting events, you're typically with a group, so that might be a little tougher.
Do they do, they must do dating events.
Yeah.
At various teams must do that, right?
I would think so.
Right. Should they do more like the Twins? The Twins have 10,000 nights. Am I right? Have they done a singles night before?
Well, they've done like the ladies' night out or guys' night out thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that they've done it. It seems kind of like a minor league ball situation.
Oh, really? Really? Major league teams, you know, it's not good enough for
them. No, I think major league teams tend to be a little bit more corporate in their nights where they can get a little more wild over at CHS. Or
did you see that attendance for the Twins last year? Maybe they might want to try this a little more often. You know, and consider the way things have started over at 600 First Avenue. They might be having a little more singles day. Okay, where are you going to meet people? If you're looking to meet somebody, I don't think you're just looking, going to Target and Home Depot for a hookup, are you? I think it's more I want to date somebody. Husband, wife material. Whether it's you or somebody you know. And they're single, you're single. Where are you going to meet someone? Tell me, call me, text me, shout at me. Give me the details, whatever it might be. 651-461-9226. Where are you going? Where are your friends going to meet somebody? Where are the places to be? And with $3.6 billion views, it's amusing. But Home Depot is obviously, this TikTok is having a search. Home Depot has to be all for this, Harrigan.
What are you feeling? Are you feeling Lowe's or Menards today?
You're crushed.
No one comes to Menards looking for a date?
You are crushed at this point.
I mean, you can get a date and you'll save big money.
Thank you. Thank you. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is this guy JT or is Timberlake JT?
I guess he's the OG,
yeah.
JT, but I think it's Timberlake at this point.
At this point it is?
Yeah, I think he's taken over that moniker.
Are we done with peak Timberlake, though? Right when Timberlake was in a few movies, all the tunes were coming out, massively successful, on Fallon, History Rap, on the Oscars, Super Bowl here. Last 3-4 years, not as prominent for Timberlake. And I'm a Timberlake guy.
He's 41.
Yep.
He'll be 42 at the end of this month, actually just a couple days.
I'm not saying he's
got kids, right?
Yes, two.
So he's probably slowed down, living the family life a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, if you go home to Jessica Biel, there are many, many worse things to do.
Maybe they met at Home Depot.
Yeah, maybe they did. Seems like they're always working out, though. They're both very, very fit. James Taylor, birthday?
No.
Just want to play James Taylor?
No.
No. He's a part of the theme.
Just a part. Just that part. You won't hear James Taylor the rest of the morning.
Is this tied to meeting people at Home Depot?
Sure is. Every song you're going to hear has Handyman in the title.
Handyman.
And that is Handyman by James Taylor.
Yes, very, very good. We are major in about 10. We're picking up on this story. Women are shopping for husband material at Home Depot. Home Depot on the TikTok. Home Depot dating 3.6 billion views. Man. Whereas the ladies are saying more likely Target. So where are you going? Where are you going to pick up people? Ferguson Plumbing Supply. Sure. Why not? Grocery store. The meat aisle.
Okay.
Okay.
Grocery store would be a good place.
Well,
if you
yes. Look,
especially if you're, may say you're into healthy eating. You have a certain area of the store you like to go. If you see somebody that looks appealing from the, I guess, whatever gender you're interested in, they happen to be shopping there, boom, you already got a connection.
So some of the stories talking about were people playing dumb. you know, and that's mm-hmm. how you like you're in the organic. I once played dumb about a BlackBerry and acted like I cared about the BlackBerry because I was fascinated by this individual.
I assume by BlackBerry you mean the device, not the fruit.
Where do you stand on a BlackBerry as a fruit?
It's fine.
It's kind of odd looking.
Yeah. In a mix, in like a berry mix,
yes.
A strawberry, raspberry, blackberry,
yeah.
That's its place.
You know what it isn't?
That's its home.
It's not a headliner.
That's right.
It's not a – you know what it is? It's Gloria Estefan. The blackberry is the Miami Sound Machine.
That's right. Yeah, mix it into some yogurt, well, then we can talk.
Yeah, it's not blackberry and the Miami Sound Machine. You know, it's raspberry. A raspberry is phenomenal.
No, strawberry is the best berry.
Mm, come on. Strawberries are very hit and miss. Raspberries are good. Yeah, so I acted like I was curious about a BlackBerry. So I think a lot of people are in the organic section or Home Depot. Hey, can you help me?
It's a very easy way to start the conversation.
Right.
Yep.
You know? Schuler's. Okay, that's my place. That's my place in Golden Valley, which I love. Honeybees with Adam Carter. Wrought Irons making an appearance there. Weddings are a great place to meet. Weddings are a great place to meet. Are those more hookups or those more relationships?
You think hookup immediately, don't you?
I do. You're drunk.
Yeah. Hey, who's
dancing.
The bridesmaid over there? Can you introduce me?
Right. Right. Grocery stores. The trick to starting conversation stores is to crash your cart into another person's cart.
Hopefully not too hard.
It seems to be a bit violent, right? I'm not single, but I love to cook. I've had multiple women flirt with me at the grocery store.
Ooh.
Well, put your shoulder back in socket. Okay. I mean, why not? My wife and I met in Acapulco during college spring break, still going strong 20 years later. Now, that's applause, right?
Well done.
Because if you meet someone on spring break and you can recognize them the next day, that normally is bravo. I mean, those are all about hookups, spring break, right?
Of course, and you'd have to assume probably not going to the same school. It'd be very unlikely.
No.
So to meet in Acapulco on spring break and then go back to wherever you were at and still be interested in this person?
Fantastic.
Wow.
I'm no longer single, but when I was as a hockey mom, the rinks in Minnesota full of hot, single hockey dads. I think that's probably, you know what? Also single, hot hockey moms, right?
Mm-hmm.
What'd your sweet spot be there? It's probably late 30s, early 40s, the marriage. First marriage maybe didn't work.
I think so.
Maybe it's the second marriage. I don't know. And you can kind of judge it if it's the guy who was always bringing his daughters or sons or the same thing. Shared conversation starter right there.
That's right.
I think that's an excellent one. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet. Okay. You want to meet a lot of people at the buffet?
I don't think so. Plus, if you're all eat seafood, you know, you end up getting lobster or crab legs. No one wants to start over a conversation over crab legs.
Crab legs in a category of it's a very good food, but the amount of work you have to put into it is too much considering the quality of the food.
The payoff isn't there.
No.
They're great. If I had somebody to break the crab legs for me and just pile the meat on the plate, that's phenomenal.
I mean,
DeRussia
has people, right? He has people. Lobster. Like, I think the DeRussias have lobster nightly. And they
pork, too.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a surf and turf situation.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's for sure. But then they've got Jeeves to crack open the lobster. Chad, I consider myself a food hooker in a sense. I meet a lot of women at the grocery stores. I consider myself a very good cook. I just love to chat with the gals at supermarkets. Not so much at Sam's Club or Costco because I'm just trying to get the heck out of there. This text, how was your meeting? I'm 20 minutes from the destination and said, not for you, Chad. It happens.
That's fine.
Right? I'd like to know how the meeting went, though.
Yeah, I'm curious.
We care. I met my husband in the sandbox. We were best friends at the age 3. We moved out of town when I was 8. I came back 16 years later, ran into him at the golf course. What a great story that is.
It's tremendous.
Tennis class at Lifetime, then after class. How about I buy you a smoothie at the snack bar? Well, that's very smooth, right? I'm 65, and a guy tried to pick me up in the grocery department of Menards. It can happen.
Sure.
Why not? The dog park. Oh, the dog park, for sure.
Kind of like the playground.
People still using others' dogs as a prop.
Mm-hmm.
We had El Duguay do that one time with Charge's dog. I think Bulldogs, that's when they were pugs. I think he walked around then called Lake Calhoun, now Bidet Makoska. I think the poor dogs, like Doogie walked around the lake so many times, the poor dogs needed like therapy.
Well, the lakes, that is another good spot.
Yes.
Lakes on a beautiful Saturday morning, afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of options.
Oh, yeah. The 2-hour waits at the DMV are good, too. Even dateable girls need to get licensed. Bass Pro Shops, Legoland. There used to be dates on WCCO Dateline. Please bring it back. I'm not familiar with that. Funerals. Okay, I suppose there's a lot of emotions going on. Met my wife on an Amtrak train. We were married 3 months later. I've been married for 33 years. Bravo.
Wow.
Major Garrett is minutes away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Major is with us. I want to get to one nonsense item with you, sir, and then we'll get to the serious stuff. Major's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We were reacting in the first couple segments. There's a story out today where TikTok, where a number of women are now going to Home Depot and trying to pick up guys there. This on TikTok, wait till you hear the views. 3.6 billion views. 3.6. And then the story says the guys, are going to Target. You are happily married, but if you were going to advise one of your single friends where to go, okay, where is season pro handsome devil? Would be a great catch, but he's not catchable. Major Garrett, where is he advising one of his friends to go, female or male?
God, Chad, you have really, truly, in every sense of the word, stumped me. I mean, I have not one clue.
Padre support group?
Full disclosure. So there are people in this world who are relationship people, and there are people in this world who are non-relationship people, more like butterflies who move around.
Yeah, right.
I'm very much a relationship person, very much a relationship person. So I haven't dated since my early 20s. You know, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's the 80s. And I wasn't very good at it then, and I guarantee you I am 1,000% clueless now.
So take us back in the 80s.
I will tell you this. Home Depot and Target would just never be on the list. I'm trying to think. I'm really racking my brain. Would I say Starbucks? Would I say the grocery? I honestly don't know.
Okay, so
I don't have a clue.
I want you to pay me a picture of single Major Garrett going out to the bar in the 70s. Harrigan, let's guess. You know what I'm guessing? I'm guessing a leather jacket. A shirt unbuttoned, maybe one too many.
No. Oh, yeah. Chest hair popping.
No.
Popping out.
And a very
bright shirt.
Yeah, no chest lettuce. So my bar attire, such as it was blue jeans and a button-down shirt.
Tucked in or tucked out?
Oh, of course, tucked in.
Tucked in at the time. Yep.
The tucked out thing is a complete idiotic thing, and it will pass.
Hold on a second.
Leisure suits.
Oh my God! So
yeah, it will pass like leisure suits.
It's been around for a while now. I mean,
it's going to go away. Trust me. And when we all come to our senses, it'll be like, who the hell thought of this? Honestly. I know. Fat guys thought of it. Okay, great. Similarly with leisure suits and lapels that were 6.5 inches wide that also had a slimming effect. So probably the same dudes.
Wow. Shots fired by Major Garrett all over the place here. Oh, my God. Okay, so did you have any so-called game to go up?
No. This is why I'm a relationship person, because I had no game, zero. I can tell you this as an absolute testimonial fact. I never picked up a girl at a bar in my life, ever. Not for lack of trying, but I never had it. Never.
So was it a quick shutdown, you're saying? Like,
oh, rapid.
Like a Dikembe Mutombo waving the finger at you rather quickly?
Yeah. Like, no. And I was not one of those. So there are also guys who, like, think no is just being coy.
Right.
You said no. I'm like, okay, I'm gone. I'm finished. I'm done. I'm roasted. Goodbye. You know, and I wouldn't sort of go back for the second or third. Oh, come on, really? No, if you said no, I just went away. I scurried away like a scalded cat. So I had the worst game of all. Carry the traumas of that with me to this day.
We could hear it. I mean, I'm texting the therapist while we're chatting. Dave Harrigan, you know what would change all this for Major Garrett? One thing would have changed it.
What's that?
Untuck that shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Untuck it, baby. That shirt. You would have been in the 80s. I'm trying to think. Who's like the prime 1980s heartthrob? It's not. I'm not going Burt Reynolds, Robert Redford, Paul Newman. That's 70s. Tom Selleck?
No. So there is. I believe I have succeeded in burning all of the pictures.
Oh, but please,
there might be
send
one
us
or
a
two
picture.
Pictures. There might be one or two pictures of Major Garrett in the. This would be 82, 83, 84, 85 category with something approximating a soft perm.
Oh my God! Please.
Yeah.
Please send
so
that to me.
I was told. Now, there's an amendment.
Trust me, I won't post it on anything.
Need to make one amendment to my story.
Okay.
I never picked up a girl or a woman at a bar, but two women in different instances did pick me up. So there you go. And one of them said I look like Huey Lewis from Huey Lewis in the News. So there you go.
Did you act like you were Huey Lewis just to close the deal? I mean, Dave, that's what you do right?
To close the deal, I would be whomever I was asked to be.
Yes.
You want to be Bob Denver and Gilligan? I'll be Bob Denver and Gilligan.
Give me the hat. I mean, I'll be Skipper.
Skipper!
All right, let's pause because I cannot transition to Paul Pelosi the hammer off this.
No.
Great fun with our friend Major Garrett back in just moments on CCO. Again, because of the Home Depot theme, every song we're playing today has the phrase handyman in it, correct?
All in the title. Most of them are just titled Handyman.
This titled.
Is Joan Jett and the Blackhearts singing their version of a song called Handyman. But yes, every song has Handyman in the title.
That's excellent. I didn't realize we had so many. I'm wondering, Major, as we get serious here, when I should expect an onslaught of apologies, of clarifications from, honestly, on Twitter, the millions who belittled and laughed and scoffed and flat out said it's a lie of the attack of Paul Pelosi, the husband of the former Speaker of the House. We now have the video out, and you can see as the door opens, there are great questions about what's going to happen. And then this individual winds up with a hammer in his right hand and swings powerfully and violently at Paul Pelosi. It goes out of screen, so we don't see it connect. But then we do see Paul Pelosi down on the ground, making no movements. They capture this individual. I don't care if you disagree with Nancy Pelosi. You're fully allowed to do that. But this is an example of what is wrong in our society, where someone broke in, wanted to stick around to torture and potentially kill the Speaker of the House at the time, instead took it out on Paul Pelosi, and so many individuals had to act like it didn't happen. It was a charade. It is shameful what these folks did.
And it's a psychological construct that disallows acceptance of one possibility of the toxicity of the politics of our time. And one possibility is violence, out of control, mayhem over politics. And there are plenty of Americans who say, oh, that could never happen, or I don't mean it that way, or that's not what I want, which is fine. But you have to understand that there is an atmosphere in our politics now that because of this toxicity and because of the idea, well, it's only words, that nothing bad can truly happen. There's plenty more video that's been released today, all because journalistic organizations, CBS News among them, said this was played for the court proceedings in order to justify charges against David DePape. So it has been entered into the public record, but the public has yet to see it. And because this is an issue of A, public importance, and B, some manner of controversy from disbelievers, the public would be well served to see it. And a judge agreed. So among the videos, what you just described, there's also a video that you can watch of David DePape outside Pelosi's home, looking in the window, stepping back, getting a backpack, taking out of the backpack what? A big hammer. And doing what with it? Smashing the double-paned exterior glass on that patio over and over and over again. Then there's other video where he's talking to the investigators and basically saying, yeah, I did it. And I swung hard. I wasn't trying to tap him. I tried to swing hard, et cetera, et cetera. So this lays what can only be described, and I'm not a lawyer, but I'm pretty familiar with this term, a prosecutorial foundation to bring a case.
Yes.
And probably obtain a conviction. And so for those, I really do believe it's a psychological construct, Chad, because I've lived in this world separately from this particular incident in the world of election denialism, where if you answer one question or allegation, that isn't sufficient. Then it rotates to something else. And then you answer that, and then that's not good enough, and you rotate to something else. And it never ends, and then you start saying to yourself, okay, well, this isn't about actually whether the election was stolen or fraudulent or anything like that, or evidence or something that can be proven. This is about something that is full of grievance and anger that's located some other spot, and the front shield for it, or the front spear of it, the front aggressive component of it is election denialism. Or in this case, oh, Paul Pelosi couldn't have been. That's just a put-up job to change the dialogue for the midterm elections.
Right.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It was a real crime that was an outgrowth of this toxicity in our politics. And yes, people, it can happen.
Let's switch to the president here. I don't believe as of 12:54 today, we have either a former president or a former vice president who's come forward with classified documents, but it's early. The news, obviously, with Mike Pence this week, we've known for a while about President Trump. We've known for a while about President Biden. I think both of us and many others have been very skeptical of how the Biden administration has answered questions on this. You talked about it, and you nailed it last week, about every administration claims are the most transparent, and then it turns out they're really very similar to others. What's your feel how this has played out this week and the effect this is going to have on Joe Biden over the next couple months when he wants to, and he will, give his State of the Union? And then the plan clearly was, within a month or so after the State of the Union, guess what? I'm in. Look at what I've accomplished. I'm going to run once again. The effect it's had on his announcement for his reelection.
It's been a disturbance in the universe, but not a cataclysmic one. And it's not been handled well. And if the Biden White House wants to hand anything off to the Biden campaign, it will be a communications approach that learns some very important lessons from this botched communications catastrophe that has been trying to explain what did or didn't happen in the sequence of it with these documents. Because there was a story to tell that could have been told nearly, if not entirely, but very close to entirely in one fell swoop.
Yep.
And for whatever set of reasons, the White House didn't do that. Now, having said that, I do want to say something that's important. These are not similar cases. President Trump affirmatively took things away, knew he had them, wanted to keep them, declined to cooperate. This is now part of the established court record. It's not conjecture. And a magistrate judge was asked to review the sequence of events and approved a search warrant.
And lied about what he had there. Said, you
that
have everything.
Categorically yep. differently, different than Biden and Pence.
Yep.
However, Pence has done, inadvertently, the president a huge solid.
Yes.
Didn't mean to, but he did him a huge solid. Because now it all feels like one big, complicated, messy D.C. salad to the rest of the country. Like, oh, God,
right.
Just wake me up when we got a charge. If there's going to be some charge or something, just wake me. I don't care anymore. It's all everyone's got it. They all got dirty. They all got mud on their shoes. Never mind. So in that sense, Biden has been done inadvertently, entirely inadvertently, a solid by the former vice president. And we know now why the vice president found these, because he gave an interview in the Villages about 2 weeks ago, which is where all good Republicans look for votes in Florida.
Yes.
And said, I don't have anything in my files.
Right.
And then someone said to him, we better be sure about that.
You sure?
Because if you announce in 2 months and there's something there, we're going to have a 4-week scandal on our hands instead of a 48-hour one. So he had an affirmative political interest in going back and running this to ground. One quick thing. I was in Denver yesterday talking to the governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, for the takeout. He's on the takeout this week. Fascinating
guy. And touting the book, right? I saw the photos.
And touting the book, yes. We had a great book event at a great independent bookstore in Denver called Tattered Cover. And first of all, because this is a topic for the whole nation today, Chad, I asked him, had he been briefed, the governor of Colorado, yesterday on the Tyree Nichols situation?
Yeah.
Said he had. I said, are you communicating with your law enforcement? He says, I am. I said, are you bracing for this video? Because I think every American is bracing for this video.
Yes.
And we're going to try to respond and do our best. But as of Thursday afternoon, the governor of Colorado had been briefed and had already had sessions with state law enforcement, and they were communicating downstream to local law enforcement about this, which indicates the level of anticipation across the country.
Yeah.
But he also said, look, I was in Congress for 10 years. We have very strict protocols. Why do members of Congress have all these strict protocols and seemingly
presidents.
Those in the executive branch don't?
No.
It's a good question.
It is a good question. Just one favor. Please, please, please send me that photo. And yes, it will.
You, it, it, If you keep an eye on your text field, something might happen this weekend.
Thank you.
No promises.
Thank you. We got to go. Have a great weekend.
See you.
The best, Major Garrett. Lindis Construction Time Check. It's time for you to have Infinity from Marvin Windows come over. Shaletta. And a lot of talk about the Memphis video, which is coming out at 6 tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.